Good morning. It's 6 o'clock and time for our prayer time here at WHCB. WHCB, Bristol Kingsport, Johnson City. J.C. Ryle of the past century plus wrote a book called Holiness. And in it, he gave the characteristics of a holy life. And I'm going to give you a few of the pictures of biblical holiness because I certainly can't read the whole book to you, nor would I try. But just to give you some idea, and then you can pick the book up and read it. It's still in print, I think, even though it is over 100 years old. Hebrews 12:14, holiness without which no man shall see the Lord. So think about biblical holiness in this fashion. Holiness is the habit of being of one mind with God, according as we find his mind described in Scripture. It's the habit of agreeing with God in his judgment, hating what he hates, loving what he loves, measuring everything in this world by the standard of God's word. He who most entirely agrees with God, he is the most holy of men. A holy man will endeavor to shun every known sin, this is a holy woman as well, and to keep every known commandment. He or she will have a decided bent of mind towards God, a hearty desire to do God's will, a greater fear of displeasing him than of displeasing the world, and a love for all of God's ways. He will feel what Paul felt when he said, "I delight in the law of God after the inward man," Romans 7:22. And he will feel what David felt when he said, "I esteem all thy precepts concerning all things to be right, and I hate every false way." Psalm 119:128. A holy man or woman will strive to be like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He or she will not only live the life of faith in him and draw from him all his daily peace and strength, but he will also labor to have the mind that was in him and to be conformed to his image. And we find that in Romans 8:29. It will be his aim to bear with and forgive others, even as Christ forgave us, to be unselfish, even as Christ pleased not himself, to walk in love, even as Christ loved us, to be lowly-minded and humble, even as Christ made himself of no reputation and humbled himself. A godly person will remember that Christ was faithful and a faithful witness for the truth, that he came not to do his own will, that it was his food and drink to do his Father's will, that he would continually deny himself in order to minister to others, that he was meek and patient under undeserved insults, that he thought more of godly poor men than of kings, that he was full of love and compassion to sinners, that he was bold and uncompromising in denouncing sin, that Christ sought not the praise of men, when he could have had it, and that he went about doing good, that Christ was separate from the worldly people, that he continued instant in prayer, that he would not let even his nearest relations stand in his way when God's work was yet to be done. All these things a holy person will try to remember. By them, he or she will endeavor to shape his course in life. He will lay to heart the saying of John in 1 John 2:6, "He that saith he abideth in Christ ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked." And he'll also pick up the saying of Peter and live it, "Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow his steps," 1 Peter 2:21. Happy is he who has learned to make Christ his all, both for salvation and example. Much time would be saved, much sin prevented, if men would oftener ask themselves the question, "What would Jesus have said and done if he were in my place?" A holy person will follow after meekness, patience, gentleness, kindness, and will govern his or her tongue. This person who is holy will bear much, forbear much, overlook much, and be slow to talk of standing on his rights. We see a bright example of this in the behavior of David when Shimei cursed him in 2 Samuel 16:10, and Moses when Aaron and Miriam spoke against him in Numbers 12:3. A holy person will follow after temperance and self-denial. We call that self-control. That person will labor to mortify the desires of his body, to crucify his flesh with its affections and lusts, to curb his passions, to restrain his carnal inclinations, lest at any time they would break loose. We read in Luke 21:34, where Jesus Christ speaks to the apostles, "Take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that day come upon you unawares." Or that of the Apostle Paul in 1 Corinthians 9:27, "I keep under my body and bring it unto subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." There are other listings of what a holy person should be and should do, and I'm going to have to leave those for another time. It's time for us to go to prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for the reminder of what we should be as a set apart, separated unto God, holy individual. Thank you for the reminder that we should be holy unto the Lord, and that our walk and our talk, that our everyday life should be holy unto you. Heavenly Father, we thank you for salvation through Jesus Christ. We thank you for your watch care over us and your love for us. We thank you for the indwelling of the Holy Spirit and the working of the Holy Spirit in our lives, guiding us, chiding us, teaching us, equipping us, preparing us. Lord, we thank you. There's much to be done today and this week. There's a lot of travel in some of our schedules. There are a lot of people we're going to have to talk to and interact with. There are a number of folks who need to hear the truth of the gospel. Help us to be those instruments that you would have us to be. Help us to be faithful in your service. Help us to show forth the holiness of God in our daily lives. Now, Father, we ask for your provision for each one of us and our families. We ask your provision for this ministry of WHCB, and we give you thanks in the mighty name of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen and amen.